All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's Fitzgerald Glider Kids 300. We are going to be joined by our Dash for Cash contenders for next week in Richmond. We are joined first by Elliot Sadler, driver of the number one, Armor Chili Chevrolet, who finished fourth today. Elliot, why don't you just take us through your race there and the excitement of getting to race for $100,000 next week.
First of all, I want to say it's good to be back in the media center for the second week in a row. So I feel very special about that. Man, we had some adversity today. I think we had three different wrecks and lap down and a flat tire and all those things. And be able to battle back for a top five was pretty good. My car took a little while to get going. Wasn't good for 10 or 12 laps, but, man, we were by far the fastest car on long runs and definitely a lot of fun to run a lot of those guys down. So just proud of my team to put us in this position. It's fun going to Richmond, my home track, for the Dash for Cash. And, looking forward to see what we have there next weekend.
And now we're also joined by Daniel Hemrick, driver of the number 21 South Point Hotel and Casino Chevrolet, who finished third today and will also be contending for the Dash for Cash in Richmond next week. Daniel, why don't you just take us through your race and racing for $100,000 again next week?
Yeah, first off, it's definitely special to even have the opportunity to run for the Dash for Cash. So thanks to Comcast and Xfinity for giving that opportunity. And I thought we were in good shape taking off early in the race. With the Cup guys, it seemed like when we were green, like the bottom had kind of given up a little bit of overall buildup, which kind of helped our car taking off. And the short run speed was good. And I could feel my car fading probably 12 to 15 laps to a run and kind of building towards a little bit of the unpredictable side, kind of landing tight, snap-free exit. But the cautions were bailing us out early in the race and allowing us to cool everything down and take back off again. And that was kind of our saving grace there through the second stage. I may have got a little behind on asking for what I needed out of our South Point Hotel Casino Chevrolet, but Danny Stock and the guys, you know, did all they could all day. I tried to do all I could to keep track position and put ourselves in position, and luckily that last caution came out and allowed us to come get four tires and regroup and use what our strong suit was all weekend, and that was taking off on short runs. So proud of our effort. As a company, last year we couldn't take off on restarts and make that speed early, and now we're doing it. We just got to figure out how to get back on the other side to keep that speed going, but proud of the effort and look forward to running for another $100,000 next week.
All right, great. We will open up to questions for Elliot and Daniel. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. Go to Bob up front.
Bob Pockrish, CSPN. Elliot, what was the beef with John Hunter? And then does the dynamic of this race change without the Cup guys in it?
I thought it was a great race. I mean, there's a lot of battling going on, I think, from front to back. And I mean, it's definitely a little bit different maybe when Kyle Busch is not in a race here at Bristol. I think everybody has a different sense of opportunity, you know, to put themselves in position to win, or Logano or the 22 or whoever. So I think definitely drivers look at it from a different way. The beef with Nemechek, he just run over the back of us. And, he drives like that in the Truck Series. And, you know, that's cool. I don't run the Truck Series, but don't come up here and drive like that in the Xfinity Series. It's we kind of fight back a little bit. So my beef with him was just quit driving off your hood and start looking ahead and use your head a little bit. But I know he's young. He's just starting. So I got to understand that too. But in the heat of the moment when, you know, I'm trying to get myself in position to go for $100,000, you know, and it's Bristol, you know, you don't always, you know, keep your temper at a regular level like you should.
All right. We're going to go upstairs to the press box to Lee.
Welcome back to the media center, Elliot. Hello?
Try again, Lee. Try again, Lee.
Elliot.
Yes, I hear
Welcome
you.
Welcome back to the media
yes.
center.
Yes, I
Super.
Hear you.
Super. Being a veteran, did it help you acclimate to the track and how it changed over the course of the race?
Yeah, yesterday at the end of practice, I kind of used some experience on how the old track kind of drove, and that's the way I drove the track all day today. It kind of reminded me of the old Bristol, where if you could get your car to hook around the bottom and have good forward bite off, then you were going to be pretty fast. So I'm kind of glad the groove didn't move up. It kind of reminded me of the old Bristol. You got to run on somebody off the corner, or if you got into them a little hard in three, you can move them up and go around them on the bottom. But I thought it created some great racing. I'd love to see the track put the stuff back down again tonight. To give the Cup car some opportunity for that. Of course, I think they'll go to the top more just because they're lacking downforce, heavier car, going in the corners faster. But I think they need to have that opportunity for tomorrow as well. It created another lane that we usually don't have towards the end of the race. And I think that's why you saw such a good race today, is the opportunity that the bottom presented itself.
Okay, well, also, we're also joined by Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Suave Men Chevrolet, and Spencer Gallagher, driver of the number 23 Allegiant Chevrolet, who are the other two drivers running for Dash for Cash next week at Richmond. Gentlemen, can each of us just take us through your race quickly and the opportunity to run for that $100,000 next week?
Yeah, obviously, first of all, it's a huge deal to be able to go for the Dash for Cash next week. So hats off to Xfinity and Comcast for all they do for this sport. It was disheartening to come into this weekend and not be a part of it. So to be able to lock our way in next week is always good. Long day today. We had a really, really fast Swallman Chevy. Really proud of everybody at GMO Sports. Obviously, everybody's been working really, really hard. And I tried to give it away a couple of times. I owe Matt an apology. I got it. Got a good run off the corner there and got inside of him. And just the lane he was running, I ended up clipping the apron. And at that point, it just shot me up into him. And that kind of started it. And then from there, we just made it seem like I just trying to get back to the field was insane. We spun out, got the inside wall, and that took the splitter off mostly on the left front. So for us trying to get to the end there, I felt like we had a better car than second, maybe even if the splitter would have been on there. But I made the mistake, and unfortunately it cost us to be up there in victory lane. But hats off to Ryan and their team. They did a great job.
And Spencer?
Oh, man alive. That was a brawl today. If y'all are watching that, you got your money's worth as far as I'm concerned. It was a really good day for us at GMS Racing. Our Allegiant Travel Chevy had good speed off the truck, and I think we put a great day together. It's an honor to be going into the first Dash for Cash race for GMS Racing and getting to wear that red splitter and that red blade. That's a big deal to me. The $100,000 is great, but I'm already clicking my heels just to be in the show and be talked about in that respect. So it was a fantastic day for us at GMS. This hasn't been my strongest track historically, so I'm so proud of the work that these guys put into this race car, and I'm so proud of the effort that they made.
All right, we're going to go back upstairs to the press box for a question from Chris.
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Sorry, there's the echo. Spencer, top five finish today, career best finish. What has been the light underneath the or for you guys in 2018?
Yeah, no, that's it right there. I wish I could point to any one thing and tell you that's been the thing that sent us over the edge. But really, it's been experience. It's been getting Mr. Chad Norris on. He's been an incredible help on the pit box and putting these things together. It's getting to come back to these places for my second year in Xfinity and having that much more confidence in running with talents like this. I wish I could point to my finger to one single thing, but really it's just the combined efforts of all of GMS Racing that they're putting in. My heart goes out to them. I'm so freaking proud of these guys today.
We're going to go to Jacob on the far right.
Jacob Seelman with Speed Sport. Justin, for you at the tail end of that race, over here. All the way. For you at the tail end of that race, you were chasing Ryan, and the track evolved so much over the course of this day. With the way your car was running and how you had to rebound, was there anything else you could have done at the end?
No, unfortunately, trying to get back to traffic, I ran the top a lot. Unfortunately, just on newer tires, especially after that last caution, I knew the battles. I mean, a couple of times I'd gone up there early, and I think we lost like 9 spots on one of them whenever I went up there. So there really was no reason to go up there and try it. I was trying to run them down the best I could. We were just way too tight with the splitter being gone. And unfortunately, I tried everything I could do in the car, but the bottom lane at that point was just too fast. Larson can't be mad at me because I did everything I could to try to get the top all cleared off for him. It was it wasn't pretty a couple of times, but it just one of those days that we just got outrun on that last restart.
We'll go here to Matt in the middle.
Okay. Matt Weaver, Auto Week. Speaking of Larson, he was somewhat critical of this race today, and there was a lot of positivity about this race. But he said that he wanted to know what people are thinking of the bottom groove racing. He said the only thing that's made it somewhat interesting is that the Xfinity guys are crashing it up in the first half. But I guess this is what fans want. So I'm just curious from your perspective, why is there sometimes a disconnect between sometimes drivers, what they think a race is interesting, and maybe what the fans think?
I thought the racing today was great. There was a lot of passing. There was a lot of action. At the end of the day, I think, isn't that what fans want to see? Maybe Larson don't like it because he likes to run the top. So he's trying to get an advantage for tomorrow. He doesn't want NASCAR to put some stuff down back on it. That's the card I'd be playing if I was him.
Kyle Larson doesn't like a bottom-feeding race, more than 11.
So, I mean, my opinion is that if it was a good race today and the fans enjoyed it, it looked to me it was a lot of passing going on, a lot of close racing, beating and banging, slide slapping, and all that stuff, that why wouldn't you think that was good for the sport or good for this track?
You know, I will say that, like, for me, you know, I typically would say that my favorite lane here is the middle. And a couple of years ago when we changed the top and we did the PAJ one on the bottom, it's completely taken the middle away from me. And it's hard because, you know, you get used to something or accustomed to something. And I was fortunate enough to win here in the middle, and so I just always felt like that was the lane I wanted to run. And when that becomes kind of the lane you can't run, it gets frustrating, right? And it's hard to evolve. It's hard to change. I've spent the last 10 years trying to figure out how to change my driving style to be able to run on the bottom or the top or whatever it is. And I think sometimes when you're a top guy, which we all know Kyle is, you know, it's hard to want to try to run the bottom when you know you're so good on the top. And truth be told, if it goes to the fence tomorrow, my money's on the 42, plain and simple. If it stays on the bottom, I don't know who the right guy is. Maybe Harvick, some of the guys that are really patient around the bottom. So I think, it definitely changes the outcome of the race of you know, what lane you're in tomorrow.
Any additional questions for Dash for Cash? Okay, we'll go to Kenny and then over to Jacob again.
Kenny Bruce with KennyBruce.net. For each of you guys, any concern whatsoever that a guy that doesn't run full-time in the series wins the bonus?
No.
No, not at all. I think so. Talking Priest, you know, indirectly, like, that guy drove his tail off, put himself in position, and stepped up when he had to. So I promise you, if any of us were in that same position where we had a couple races, we'd hope we had the same option. So hats off to those guys for being the best today.
Yeah, I think from my standpoint, I mean, he did everything he needed to do. He qualified in last week. He drove his tail off, as Daniel said today. He won the race. Like, I mean, you can't do any more than what he did today, right? I mean, he was involved in one of the wrecks. He went on to end up going on to win the race. I mean, you know, he did what he needed to do. And ultimately, that kid works as hard or harder than anybody in the garage area. You know, he's up setting modifieds up. He's racing his own stuff, winning races up in the Northeast and all over the country in modifieds. And has a cool opportunity to come here and do this, and he's making the most of it. And you know what? That's that goes a long way.
It's the American dream.
If you qualify in the show, if you meet the criterion, if you beat out 39 other dudes whose job it is to do this full time at a place like Bristol, congratulations, you deserve it. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Go back to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport again. Elliot, I want to follow up with you because I think you may have had the most eventful day out of everybody and still come back to a good finish. Was it as crazy as it looked out there all day?
I mean, it reminded me a lot of the old Bristol guys, and I know I've said that before, whereas you kind of had to move some guys or some guys would move you, good close quarter racing. The track changed a lot. We had a lot of fall off, so that means you had a lot of cars coming and going, which created really good races and throughout the whole field, not only for the lead. So to me, it was eventful for us, but I thought it was a great, entertaining race from where I was all day. It seemed to me a lot of people could move and pass on the bottom and go. When this place gets around the top, it's just follow the leader. You know, you can't try to pass the guy in front of you unless you know you can clear him, or they're going to trap you from behind. And that none of that was in play today. If you caught a guy and thought you could pass him, you get a good run off the corner, you could pass him. It wasn't a cat and mouse game. Today was a better race in my eyes, and I've been doing this for a while, a better race in my eyes at Bristol than we've had in a long time, in my opinion.
So you'd say you're happy that the old Bristol's back a little bit?
Well, yeah, of course. It's more action today. Yeah, you're going to tear up more stuff. The tippers were flaring more, which that's the old Bristol. You can move some people today a little bit and get under them, and if you got a nose under them, you could pass them. I mean, I didn't see, you know, I have to maybe go back and watch the race tomorrow on TV, but from where I saw, if you could get some good runs and the guys in front of you had some fall off, you could pass them. Before, you could catch a guy. If he ran around the top and didn't want you to pass him, you couldn't pass him. It's just the way this track was. I really enjoyed racing today, even though it was one of those days. It was fun to race the way today's track and kind of what it gave us.
All right. Any final questions for our panel? All right, gentlemen. Good luck next week in Richmond.
Thanks, y'all.